Hello, I'm Damon.
I'm Marcel. 1989, another summer. Oh, sorry. I was looking at that record.
Anyway, and we're
Sorry.
Black Nerd Radio, dork.
My brain got lost here. I see Labyrinth Art remembers iconic David Bowie. For some reason, Public Enemy's song came to my head, even though it's not the same
Fight the
year.
power.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like 1986 and then Public Enemy. My brain is fucked up. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that. I really don't.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's a new week. Right off the bat, I'll just let you know, last week, last Friday, I had a interview from another podcast.
Ooh, which one?
Yeah, it's called Lost in Conversation. Or Lost, what am I saying? I'm thinking of Lost in Translation. No, it's called Life in Conversation. Anyway,
Brain's fucked up too.
shut up. It's late for me. But a friend of mine, Rob, who listens to the show, has a friend that has another podcast called Life in Conversation. His name's Sheweet, and he asked if I wanted to. He wanted to. He just talked. He has a one-on-one with a person, and they just talk about life. And he has questions, and so I talked to. He talked about our podcast and how we met, and just a lot of stuff about movies and stuff. I'm not sure when it airs, because it kind of has a. Some months it's like two or three episodes. Some months it's one. So I'm not exactly sure, but if you look up Lost in, or Lost, why do I keep doing that? Life in Conversation. I'll probably be on the next episode or the episode following that. But anyway, I think we'll have him on our show in the future. We rarely have for people listening, we rarely have guests, but once in a blue moon we'll do that. But I'd he seemed like a really good guy, and it was a nice conversation. So we'll and sometime we'll have him. What is so funny?
You keep saying lost. I'm sorry. I told you my brain is messed up, dude, today. It's just, I don't know why that's so funny to me that you can't remember the name of the podcast. Normally, it's not that funny, but I can't stop giggling. I'm like a fucking child right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Jesus.
I told you at the beginning, I don't sleep, and today is just normal. It's just overly frustrating. Everything's gonna be funny or something today. So bear with me. I'll bring it together. I promise you. I'll stop giggling eventually.
Get
Go.
a hold of yourself, man.
I know, right? Stop giggling. It's not that funny. All right, let's
So,
go.
in the future, life in conversation. It's gonna be a shorter episode because we got started late and I have a hard out, but what have you been watching?
I have been watching. Let's see. I've been watching some old footage of Larry Bird playing. I think he had his 67th birthday, I think, recently. So I've been watching some old stuff on him. I've been watching stuff on the war for the battle between James Bonds right now. Who's going to get the role between Cavill, Hardy, and young guy who likes really old women, Aaron Taylor Johnson. And it looks like Aaron Taylor Johnson is like really possibly going to get this job ahead of Cavill, which
Well,
I'm not.
the studios approached him a while ago,
Yeah.
so that doesn't surprise me. But I wouldn't mind seeing Cavill
That's the
as
one I'm rooting
Bond.
for, is Cavill. I think that. I don't know. There's something about him says that if you're not going to take El Idris, I'd rather have Cavill. I think he's young enough. I think he's got, that Bond look to him for, that white boy Bond look to him. And
Yeah.
I think he'd fit perfectly as James Bond. You know what I mean? It's like I don't think they need to overthink this, which is what I think they're going to do if they pick Aaron
Well,
Taylor Johnson, is overthink it.
it's kind of like it's a big commitment. So whoever they get, because these guys are relatively young, whoever they get, They're probably on the hook for, they can be on the hook for another decade or more.
Yeah, it's at least five movies. Four to five movies, I would think. I don't
So
think
yeah,
any
that
less
could
than
be
that.
10 to 12 years.
Yeah. Unless, they shoot them like, one after another, which they never do and never
They
will.
never have, and they
That's what
never
I'm saying.
will.
Yeah, I know. I just like to throw that out there because sometimes my brain goes like, well, why don't they know they got him? Why not just get this shit done? But then we talked about it before, and it's like, oh yeah, commitments and all that stuff. So it can't happen.
And it, it's just not cost effective. It just, because those movies, they're tentpole films, so, and they want, they try to, very few of them don't make money.
Right. And that's why I'm
And
thinking that it doesn't really matter if you don't want, well, I mean, it's James Bond. You know you're going to make more of them. So what difference does it make if you sit there and wait for it to see how it was this a box office? You're going to make another one. You're going to make another one anyway. This is James Bond. I mean, it's not going to, I don't think James Bond is going to go away ever. There will always be a James Bond movie. It just depends on how many years it'll be between them, but there will always be another James Bond movie. So
yeah.
what are we waiting for? It's not like, Captain America 3 or 4, where you're just not sure how it's going to be, whether we'll make another one or not. This is James Bond. This is one of the few franchises that will always be here. Always. And I can say that very confidently. That Eloise will be in her 50s watching James Bond.
Yeah, there's 25 Bond films.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere, dude.
Oh, I'm
What
sorry, I
else?
take that back. In total, there's 27 Bond films.
Yeah, don't they try to take that Roger, whatever his name was, not Roger Moore, but the other guy. He's not, his isn't counted as canon, right? Lansby, the model that got in there for one movie. I don't think his is
Oh, yeah.
canon.
Now his was the he was the what, the second Bond film?
Something like that, yeah. And then
Oh,
they
that
had.
was like, yeah, that was back in what, 50 something.
I don't remember when, but I know I'm pretty sure that they it was so bad they considered it not canon, not part of the Bond legacy. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it was. I think.
I'll look it up.
Let's see. And then, like I said, the dude, Aaron Taylor Johnson, and his ancient wife, is playing. Oh, she is too. She's like 100. She's like 150. I swear to
How old
God.
is she? How does she? How is he? And how old is she?
I think when they met, he was 19. No, he was 17 when he met her, and she was like, I think 59,
No, I don't think that's the case at all.
maybe 60.
No, because he's shut up. Oh.
Hold on. She wasn't quite that. Okay, she wasn't quite that old, but yeah, I'm not too far off here. Let me see.
No, I think you're way off.
No, I'm really not. His spouse is Sam Taylor Johnson, and she is 56 years old, and he just turned 32. I ain't that far off, brother. I am
How long
not
have they
that
been
far off.
together? How long have they been together?
Since he was, I think she put her claws into him when he was like 17. I think that's the story. 18. Yeah, they did a movie together called Nowhere Boy, and he was 18 and she was 42.
So that's still a far cry. It's a pretty big leap, but it's a far cry from 60, like you were saying earlier, when they
42,
met.
60. She's old. She's
Oh,
old. What can I tell you? I'm
Jesus Christ.
turning into that guy now. So, And they have kids, and I'm like, she was 42, but they must have really rushed that shit, boy. It must have been like, ooh, we got to hurry.
Yeah, her eggs were.
Yeah, they got two of them out of her, so we're good to go. Like this one guy, this one actor did that. This man married what he called his soulmate. I wish I remember his name. He's got a beard, and he talks real monotone. And I think he was on Community, and real famous dude. And he married the lady from I want to say Will and Grace. And the one snarky
Oh,
lady.
what's his name?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but they're married, and he married her when she was, he got with her when she was 45, and they did everything they could to have kids, and they missed out because she was just too old. You know, she could not have any more kids. I think that they tried at 46, and the doctor's like, it's too late now. And they asked him if he regretted it. He said, well, I do, but I don't. You know what I mean? You know, I wanted kids, but I'm never going to have kids, and I've come to accept that, you know, because this is the person he wants to spend his life with. And I'm like, bravo. You know, I mean, this is one of the things where I tell women, this is the difference between men and women. If that was a 49-year-old man and a 30-year-old woman, well, still have children. You know what I mean? So that's the main difference right there. But regardless, I've been also watching the coming up of his playing Kraven. Trailers are coming out pretty soon.
Oh, God.
They said Rhino's going to be in it. It says it's going to be rated R. Apparently, Russell Crowe's in it too, which I'm wondering how
Who
fat
is
he's going
he
to be.
playing?
Kraven, looks like he's playing Kraven's dad. The Chameleon's going to be in it.
The
Like I
fact
said,
they're making Kraven anti-hero, it's just another horrible decision, just like they did with, you know. But this is also pre-gun, so he would have never signed off on something this stupid. But it's already in production when he came on board, so I'm sure that's not. It's going to be a one-off. I don't see this going more than this, because it's wrong on all the levels of comic book shit. It's just not good. It's not a good.
Yeah, the story, they said that he's in this iconic suit or outfit with the lion and all that stuff in the article.
Yet he's an animal lover and he's wearing animal. Oh, shut up.
And
It's so stupid.
I
So
really hope
fucking
that what
dumb.
you read was an early draft of the script is what I'm hoping.
No,
That's what I've been
this was.
praying for. I'm not
No.
doubting you. I'm just hoping that you got
No,
something
I'm
early.
telling you, it's not what they're doing. It is exactly what they're doing. This is from the producer of the studio head at the time, of the or the you know producer of this movie, saying this is what it's going to be.
I was
It's
hoping you were wrong. I really was.
I wish I was. I wish I was. But
And then I've been watching the NBA playoffs and a lot of all the stomping and the nut shots that have been taking place in the NBA playoffs, which has been
it's just one
very
guy,
weird to watch.
right? It's
Well,
just
let's
one guy
see.
that did it.
Joel Embiid got kicked in the nuts. Who else got kicked? Last night, Dylan Brooks hit LeBron in the nuts. Draymond Green stomped on Domantas Sabonis and almost cracked his ribs, and those were fun to watch. And then I got lucked up. I was flipping through TikTok, and this guy screamed for free the Ryan Garcia tank fight for free on TikTok. I watched
Oh,
the fight on my
really?
phone. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, this is the fight live, and he just streamed it. You know, he just put his phone up to his TV and streamed it
Who
for
I didn't
everybody.
even who won that fight?
Oh, Tank won, knocked him out, hit him with a one of the most vicious liver shots I've ever seen in my entire life. The pause in between the punch and him dropping was amazing. He hit him with the left, right in the liver, and Ryan Garcia backed up, threw a left, and looked like he wanted to throw a right, and then he just fell to one knee.
Oh.
Just went down and he looked at Tank and he shook his head and the referee put his fingers in front of his face and Ryan looked at his fingers and when he got to eight he tried to get up and he went, I can't move, and just went right back down to one knee and got 9-10. The ref helped him up. That was it. That was it. It was a body shot for the ages, man. I mean, I have read about those liver shots, and they say they are unbelievably painful. You don't even feel it for about 2 to 5 seconds sometimes. But when it
Yeah,
hits,
you can
whoo!
YouTube liver shots in fights. I've done it before. I think it was a De La Hoya fight a
Yeah,
long
when he
time
fought
ago.
the old
Pacquiao,
dude. No, I fought the old guy. And I mean that literally.
Duran, Roberto Duran.
Now, let's see. Why am I not? Why am I forgetting his name?
Yeah, but I remember
Bernard Hopkins.
Bernard. Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
He gave him got him that liver shot, and he dropped like someone shot him.
Yeah, I
watched that. And that's the first time I even knew a liver shot could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. I had no idea.
This one martial artist said that what it is that you don't feel it, and then he said a bright light comes in front of your eyes when the pain hits, and he said your whole body seizes up, and you just fall. And he said it hurts, but you think you can get up, but you can't because everything is like just seized. And then the real pain kicks in, and that's when you see these guys rolling on the ground, most of them. And people can't understand it. I mean, so a lot of people see liver shots if you're not a fighter and you don't know about it. You think they're faking. Like they threw the fight. Like everybody thought De La Hoya threw the fight. I'm like, no, I was telling everybody at that fight, there was about 20 of us. I said, no, he got hit with a liver shot. He is not faking. You do not understand what a liver shot can do to you. You just don't get it. Let somebody hit you full force in your liver and then see what happens to you. You will drop like a sack, like you just let go of a sack of potatoes. And then what else have I been doing? I've been watching I've been watching more of The Good Wife, and it's like I said, man, I'm a sucker for Courtroom. I think what I'm gonna do is give it a break, and I'm gonna go to Perry Mason. I'm gonna check that. I'll check out a couple episodes of Perry Mason.
The HBO Perry Mason.
Yeah. I'm seeing that popping up on my feed, and I'm like, I think I'm gonna check it out. I like the original.
Yeah, Evan talks about it. He says it's a really good show. I put it in my queue. I have yet to watch it yet, but I plan on getting to it. But I hear it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, and one last thing, I want to tell you about how immature I am. Every time I log into HBO, I look at your name, and I just want to go in and start liking and disliking so just to fuck up your queue.
Man, like, you do that.
I won't do it.
I will ban you.
Just to fuck with you. It's like, why are all my queues Spanish or Japanese stuff? I just want to do it so bad, but I'm like, no, this is a trust thing. I can't do this. And I just skip right to my name and go into my thing and watch what I'm watching. I'll never do it, but I just wanted you to know temptation is very, very great. Just to fuck with you. It is so great.
You better not.
I'll
shut you out.
I know you will. That's really about it for me.
I haven't watched. I've been watching more Brave New World, and I introduced Eloise to Lower Decks. She's a fan, so we watched a bunch of that.
I'm sure there's a lot of jokes she doesn't get on Lower Decks.
Yeah.
No, because they're adult, but because it's so.
Yeah, because she. A lot of deep cuts, but it's one of those shows where both people can enjoy it. But there's a lot of deep cuts.
Yeah, a lot of them. Even I missed a few.
Yeah, I introduced her to. It's so funny. We were talking. One of her best friend's older sister wanted some. She called the house to ask me about what horror movies are good to watch. She's like 16, and she's like, I've seen this. What's good? So I started rattling off a bunch of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
From some from the 70s, some from the 80s, some newer ones. 2000s, but all that she's never seen is she's a horror person, but she's only 16. There's only so much you've seen by that point,
right?
And so when listening to me talk to her, Eloise is like, she's like, I always wanted to watch the Final Destination ones, and I think that's one she can handle. She can handle because those aren't scary, they're just gore. You really every movie is people being set up to die. So, and you just watch the creative ways they die.
Oh, Final Destination. Yeah.
Like the big one that went viral for years was the scene from Paranormal Activity, Final Destination 2, where behind the log truck, which caused an accident. And that's like a fear that everyone has. No one wants to be behind the log.
People still don't want to be behind log trucks. I know I don't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a real fear.
I have to do to get away from a log truck because it's funny. Final Destination.
I've always avoided them before the movie, but after the movie, There's a high alert when there's a log truck around. I gotta
Oh,
get,
on
I'll
here.
slow down, I'll speed up, but I'm putting some distance between me and that log truck.
Oh yeah, I'm not having one of them logs pop free and lop my head off. Fuck that noise, man. I will do whatever I gotta do to get away from the log truck. Whatever I gotta do.
It was so it was a you know it was the Eloise weekend, so she it was her and I, so we watched the first three Final Destinations, and she loves them, so when she comes back the week after next, we're
How
gonna
many times did she
watch.
go, "Oh my God, did you see that hit? Did you see that death?
Oh yeah, it was a lot of ooh,
Oh my
you
God, did you see that?" I liked it when
know.
that lady stepped off the curb after cussing that dude out and got hit by the bus.
Oh,
I
from
can't
the
remember what
first
she
one.
said to him, but she, I
Oh,
think she said,
she's.
"Fuck you," and then got hit by the bus.
Oh no, she was yelling at her boyfriend because he was kind of a bully and asshole type, and she was like, if you want to spend your time living tormenting that guy, you could just fucking die. And then she takes off step and then gets plowed by that bus. It was so funny. Eloise yelled out. She audibly, made a noise when that happened, because that was it. Because I knew it was coming, and it still makes you jump. But
I laughed so hard.
it's like a guilty pleasure. So we watched three of those, and this weekend I watched. I'll give a review since we're here. I watched Evil Dead Rise, and
Which one is that?
it is the fifth movie in the Evil Dead series. It takes place in that universe of Evil Dead. Two sisters have a, two estranged sisters have a reunion that's cut short by the rise of flesh-possessing demons, thrusting them into a primal battle for survival as they face the most nightmarish version of family imaginable. And it was a lot of fun. It is probably hands. I mean, it was the two sisters, and it's in the Evil Dead universe, except there's no Ash. Back in literally, God damn, it's been 10 years. The Evil Dead kind of soft reboot came out. So this is another one. But this actually, where of all the other Evil Dead movies take place in a cabin in the woods, this is the first one that takes place in the city. And but it was, I have to say, it's probably the goriest movie I've ever seen. I've never
You?
seen, yeah. I
Wow,
looked it up.
even more than Hostel?
Way more than Hostel.
Wow.
I
Okay.
mean, it is so much gore, and it is just insane. They said 6,200 gallons was used in the making of this movie.
That's a lot of dead people. Good Lord.
Oh my God, it is insane. But it was, I had a lot of fun with it. I mean, those movies are incredibly violent, incredibly dark. This one actually has a had a, some humorous parts in it here and there, but it wasn't like slapsticky or silly. But it was a lot of fun. It was a good movie. I'm gonna buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray. If you like any of the Evil Dead movies, you'll like this one. But yeah, Evil Dead Rise. Other than that, that's pretty much all I've been watching. But I had a something I wanted to do with you. I gave Eloise a ride to school yesterday, and we got there a little early, so we're just sitting in the car. I got a couple of chai lattes, and we're just sitting in the chai teas. We're just sitting in the car and waiting, for the doors to open for her to go in. It's something I like to do. I like to take her to school, because especially since I talk to her every day, but I don't see her every day. But if I take her to school, I see her every day. So if I get off work early enough, we do. It's like a ritual we do. So anyway, she was talking about love languages. Now, I don't know if you know anything about love languages, but it's like a survey, and it has all these questions about, they ask all these personal questions, and based on the answers, it's how you like to express love. So, but and I guess, or what, you just ask Stephanie to give you one of those tests and kind of figure out. Like me, I value quality time more than anything, and that's what my love language is quality time, apparently. That and physical touch. But I started to put me in a rabbit hole of all these little quizzes. So while we're here, we get so it's going to be a shorter show, folks. So I want to ask Marcel this quiz, and maybe a would you rather. And I want to talk about a couple trailers that I want to know if you've seen. And then unfortunately, we got a call to show.
All right.
But I have this. Which Marvel character are you? And it's a 100%. It's a 100% accurate match, it says. So I took the test. And I wanted a different character, but if I was being truly honest, this is what I got. So that's mine. Well, I'll reveal mine after we do yours. So we're going to start the quiz right now.
Okay.
All right. What kind of superhero would you? I'm sorry, let me start again. What kind of super? There's only 20 questions. What kind of superhero should be the head of the Avengers? Responsible and experienced? Cool and friendly? Strong and confident, smart and good looking, stupid and funny, or no one deserves that position.
The first one.
Responsible and experienced?
Yeah.
All right.
We're talking about the most powerful people in the world, man. You got to be responsible and smart. You got to be.
Exactly. All right. How would you deal with Thanos if you were an actual Marvel character? I'd negotiate with him. I'd ask for my superhero friend's help. I'd poison him. I'd invent something to stop him. I'd put a grenade in his pants. Or they always have a silly one. Or I'd actually join him on his mission.
I'd negotiate, and I think I could talk him out of it because I always wondered if resources are the problem, why don't you just, double the resources instead of killing half the people?
Then there would be no movie, Marcel. Don't be stupid.
I know. I'm an idiot. I know. I was just like, there's your plot hole right there, dude. Just double the resources. How about that? Isn't that a better and quicker solution? Just double the resources. I could do that, huh? Yeah, you could. And guess what? The Avengers will help you find the Infinity Stone so that you can do that. Now you don't have to kill your daughter. Everybody's happy. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, number three. Many believe that Loki is not a villain. What do you think about him? He's a troublemaker. He's a nice guy. He's two-faced. Loki is actually pretty smart. Who the hell is Loki? Or he's a man of honor and dignity. Troublemaker, nice guy, two-faced, smart. Who the hell is he? He's a man of honor and dignity.
He's a maniac, maniac. He is a two-faced, because he will do whatever is necessary to meet whatever ends he's trying to get to. And in order to do
Right.
that, you got to be a two-faced. And I wish they would have said smart and two-faced because you have to be smart in order to do that. But if I had to pick, I would just say two-faced out of the options given. He's
All right.
two-faced, period.
All right. Do you think superheroes should work with Lee? Oh God, what was I saying? Reading something. I'm reading two different things. Do you think superheroes should work with the government and follow the rules?
No.
Absolutely. It depends. Governments are not trustworthy. I don't like to follow the rules, only if they offer free insurance. No, they should destroy governments.
Not destroy, but they should not work with the government. They should be autonomous from the government because, quite honestly, you never know with the government whether it's good or whether it's about money.
So you're going with governments are not trustworthy.
Yeah, they're not trustworthy at all. They should never work. I would never work with the United States government if I was like Superman or something. I would never align with him. Now that we could maybe time to time see the same shit, but as a norm, no, I'm not working with you because I'm not going to go destroy a country so you can get cheaper oil prices or so Halliburton can rebuild and Cheney can make more money. That's not happening. So I no, they're not to be trusted at all.
Gotcha. All right. Choose a personality trait that you think every Marvel character needs to have. Dignity, sense of humor, secrecy and doubt, creativity, sarcasm, or ruthlessness. A personality trait do you think every Marvel character needs to have?
No,
Dignity. Oh, go ahead.
no, you keep talking it while I
I was
think
just
about
gonna
it.
re I was just gonna repeat the
Yeah, go
question.
ahead.
Dignity, sense of humor, secrecy and doubt, creativity, sarcasm, or ruthlessness.
I love sarcasm, so I would love to hear Superman pop off from time to time, or Batman. That'd be fucking hilarious. But I would probably say I think dignity. I think that would keep them from doing horrible things. I would it would
Right.
keep them from being like a Homelander. A little bit I do know about him, the stuff I've read is that I think if he had more dignity, I don't think he
You have to watch The
I
Boys.
know,
It is insane that you haven't watched it
I know.
because
It's
it
on
is
the list.
so right up your alley. You're wasting your time with a good wife and you could be watching The Boys and you got 3 seasons to watch. Fucking,
It's right there.
you
It's on the to-do
disappoint me
list.
all the time.
Oh, speaking of that, of disappointment, did you see there's a new movie with Gennaro Ribisi, a little midget guy playing Joe Colombo in the making of Godfather?
No.
Yeah, I think it's called The Offer, where the script writers had to convince Joe Colombo that the Godfather wasn't going to make Italians look like animals. Otherwise, he was going to start murdering the people who were making the movie. I saw a big couple clips of it on TikTok. I think I sent one to you. So check your TikToks and see if I sent
Oh,
one to
all
you.
right. Yeah, I rarely check my TikToks, and I know I'm backed up on those. So I'll take a look at it.
All right.
All right, number six. We got to move this faster. We're moving too slow. If you had to marry an MCU character, who would it be? Black Widow, Captain Marvel, Captain America, Peter Parker, Hulk, or I'd Rather Die?
Captain Marvel might be the most fun, I think, because I think she could take me across space and show me different worlds and all that stuff and keep me safe.
Keep you safe.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
ain't nobody gonna fuck with her. It's like, baby, go get him.
All
stick your woman on him. It'd probably be Captain Marvel.
right, Captain Marvel. All right, number seven. As a Marvel superhero, what would be your priority? Saving lives, making good friends, learning new skills, improving your equipment, rubbing your butt on enemies' faces, or conquering the world.
If I'm honest, God,
Be honest.
I know conquering the world.
Yeah, I thought I knew it.
I
And
knew.
when I answered that question, I was like, I know Marcel's going to say conquering the world.
Yep,
I literally said it to myself.
conquering the world, baby. That's the first beat of baby. My first priority is to get everybody in line,
All
and we
right.
go from there.
All right. Would you like to work with other heroes to save the world or be on your own? I love to have my own team. I'm not sure. I'd rather do everything solo. I'd work with a team only if smart enough. I don't even mind. I actually hate working with other heroes. Come on. I know what
If
you're going to say.
I'm Superman, I want to be by
Well,
myself.
these are marbles. These are marbles.
Oh, okay. Well, probably be by myself.
So, yeah, you'd say I'd rather do everything solo.
Yeah, I kind of have to because y'all don't want to know some of the things I'd be trying to get done. So, and I don't feel the need to argue with anybody. So. Just got to get done, and I'm not arguing with you. I got to
Oh,
get this
Jesus.
done.
You're going to be a super villain. And that's because you think you're the hero. I already see this.
I'm the hero in my own story, damn it. That makes a great villain, so
All
whatever.
right, number nine. Imagine Hulk gets out of control and attacks a city. How would you react to it? I'd evacuate the city ASAP. I'd try to trap him. I'd shoot him with rockets. I'd use robots to distract him. I'd shoot him in the face. I'd ignore and let him do his thing. Which is funny. All of these things have been applied in the Hulk in some way or another in the comics or in the cartoons or in the movies.
I'm sure it has. If the Hulk is attacking the Hamptons, I'm gonna let him go. I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm gonna let him destroy the Hamptons. If he's attacking, Compton or something like that, we're gonna have to have some words.
Well, you can only pick one, so what are you gonna do?
Since he probably wouldn't be in the Hamptons, I'd probably have to stop him. Whichever one, shoot him in the face with rockets to stop him.
So
Whatever.
you shoot him with rockets.
I'd have to try to slow him down. I mean, I don't know what else to.
Okay, you evacuate the city, you try to
Oh, right.
trap him.
Evacuate the city. That'd be my first thing. Right. I forgot about that. Yeah,
Okay.
evacuate the city. There you go.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the Hamptons,
Number
I'd be like,
10.
everybody, it's all fine. Stay in your houses. I mean,
He'll tire out eventually.
yeah, I'm tired.
All right,
Disemboweling is general life.
what's the main difference between a villain and a superhero? A superhero fights for honor. There's a tiny line that distinguishes the two. A villain is usually a failed hero. Villains are usually much more stupid than superheroes. I don't know that a villain, I don't know what a villain is. There's no difference between the two.
Read the first three again.
All right. A superhero fights for honor.
Okay.
There's a tiny line that distinguishes the two. A
That one.
villain is. Okay.
There really is. There's a real fine line between the two, and this is depending on the level of power they have. There's a very fine line. Like you always say, I'd be a supervillain to most people, but in my mind, I'm a superhero. I'm trying to save people, but there may be
Right.
a lot of casualties in the process of saving people. So it just depends on, which side of the line you're on. That's why it's a very fine, it'd be a very fine line between the two. So that's my
Gotcha.
answer.
All right, number 11. Which one describes your persona better? Calm, energetic, serious, ironic, crazy, or angry?
Well, considering my nickname used to be the Big Angry, I think we'll go with that one, Bob.
All right, angry it is. I
I
knew you were going
think
to
we'll
say
go
that
for
one
that one.
too. All right, Nick Fury is creating a new group of superheroes. What role would you like to have on his team? Rookie soldier, leader, spy, scientist, janitor. I hate Nick Fury, so no thanks.
Leader.
Right.
I know Nick Fury's not going to tell me everything, no matter how high up I am, because that's just his nature to always keep something away from everybody. But if
Right.
I'm a leader, at least I'm 80% in the loop, 90%
Yeah.
in the loop. Like I said, I'll never know everything, but I want to be in the loop as much as possible. I want to know as much as I can.
Gotcha. Of the following options, which MCU movie do you think is better? Civil War, No Way Home, Black Widow, Endgame, Ghost Rider, none of them.
My first instinct to say is none of them, but if I had to pick between what was said, I probably would say overall Civil War, I think, just by a hair over Endgame.
Yeah.
Because I think the one previous to Endgame, what was it called? The first part of Endgame, because it was a two-parter, the one that was.
Infinity War.
Yeah, the very first one, yeah, where Thanos wins.
Yeah,
That,
Infinity War is the first one.
yeah.
Endgame is the second one.
Yeah, because I thought Infinity War when Thanos won was just one of the greatest endings to a movie I've ever
I'll
seen in my
never
entire life.
forget it, man. The theater was packed. It was me, Eloise and Claire, and we theater was packed. And they said ahead of time, at least all the trades, that there would be no stinger at the end of this. And it was like at the time, that was like the first one in like 10 movies where there was no stinger. And but at the end, dead silence. No one was expecting it. I wasn't expecting it,
No,
for
I remember
sure.
walking out going,
The
man,
bad guys
Stephanie Gunn,
win.
he won.
And on top of that, half the good guys are dead. I was like, what? It was Empire Strikes Back all over again.
I couldn't say it enough. I was like, he won. I said, baby, he won. What the fuck? He won. And she kept saying, there's going to be a part two. Settle down. No, he won. We are walking out of here with Thanos with a victory. Something is terribly wrong here. I just crazy. Lost it. I was like, he won. That's why it's ahead of Endgame because of that ending. I'd never seen anything like that before. It was a genius way to end it. Genius. Yeah.
Well, like I said, the last time I saw a movie of that scale on such a downer was Empire. You know, the Empire Strikes Back, and they struck back like a motherfucker because they won that fight. What could be your motivation to become an actual Marvel superhero? Helping other people, hanging out with cool heroes, revenge, or something along the same line, making the world a better place. I do that for fun, or I wouldn't want to become a superhero.
Well, there's two choices, revenge or making the world a better place.
Now, which is it?
I know. I'm trying to think. Because my mind, if I get enough revenge, I can make the world a better place. But I have to get revenge in order to make a better place. So I don't revenge. That's the only way I can make the world a better place. I'd have to use that.
All right. 15. We're almost there. What's the best thing about being part of the MCU? Fighting the bad guys, facing surprising adventures. I don't really know. Having so many cool gadgets, getting laid with no extra effort. There's nothing good about being a hero.
Fighting the bad guys.
All right.
If I'm honest, fighting the bad guys.
What's the worst thing about it? Responsibilities, constant threats, lack of privacy, having too many fans, wearing a super tight costume. Everything about being a superhero sucks.
I think the having too many fans would bother me.
Yeah. Lack of privacy would get me because you couldn't do shit.
No.
You couldn't go out to dinner. You couldn't do nothing.
No, you're either saving the world or you're in your house. You know what I mean? You're in your fortress of solitude. There's no in between because you can't go nowhere. You know, I mean, it's this, and also people would be around you all the time and they would always be putting themselves at risk because you know somebody's one of these guys is trying to kill you at all times. So they need to stay away from you, but they wouldn't, you know, because people are stupid. So you know, it'd be that one.
All right. If you lived in a Marvel comic book universe, which of the following characters could be your best friend? Iron Man, Thor, Hawkeye, Spider-Man, probably Thor, because he's under twice. No one. I wouldn't want to have any friends. Thor, Iron Man, Hawkeye, Spider-Man, probably Thor. No one I wouldn't want to have any friends.
How old am I?
You're right now.
Right now? God damn it. Because if I was 20 and that age, it's Iron Man, dude. Fuck that. And that dude's got women around him at all times, man. It'd be Iron Man if I was younger. Like, fuck that.
But who is it now?
Now, it would probably, honestly, because it couldn't be Spider-Man. He's a child, and I just couldn't hang out with him. There'd be nothing to talk about. I don't care how smart he is. He's 16 years old. Fuck him. Hawkeye, you're a good spy, but I don't shoot bow and arrow, so fuck you too. It will probably be Thor because at least Thor could show me other worlds, you know.
Okay.
And again, keep me safe. So it would probably be Thor because me now it'd be Thor.
All right, 18. What kind of superpower would you like to have? Controllable, useful, unpredictable, innovative, funny, or deadly?
Oh, controllable or deadly are the two choices.
All right.
I'd probably say deadly.
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 All right.
That's to make the world a better place.
19. What's the best way of dealing with MCU villains? Imprisoning them, sending them back to elementary school, assassinating them, exile them to another galaxy, forcing them to marry each other. There's no actual way to deal with them.
Well, I'd probably say executing him.
Yeah, that's what I pick. I only want to fight him once.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight him every week or every year.
No, I'm not Batman. I couldn't do what he does, because how many people are gonna die in between each time they escape from prison? I couldn't justify what he does. I couldn't justify it. Sorry.
All right, last question. Oh, get the fuck out of here. You're over 31, so I already answered that one for you. You are a righteous person that makes you an excellent match for, this is the one I got too, God damn it, Captain America. He is a
Wow.
protective and responsible superhero with idealistic views on politics. The fact that you'd matched him reveals that you have a strong sense of right and wrong. It's difficult for you to ignore injustice, and you always defend everyone's rights no matter what. The only downside is that you be a bit too idealistic. It could turn you into a stubborn person who cannot accept imperfection in life. But other than that, you are reliable and honest, a reliable and honest individual who can easily lead a team to help the teammates thrive. Well, we're a couple of Captain Americas, I guess.
And that surprised you that I was Captain America?
Because you are you wanna just I know you. You're gonna be like, okay, all the white people gotta die. There's gonna be reparations, or I'm gonna kill every white person every day. There's no reparations. I can see you doing some shit like
It would be awfully close, but
I'll start with the criminals, but when I get the innocents, then no more you wait.
Well, almost none of y'all are innocent, so let's just get that straight right now. Most of y'all are shit people, but it's like I would start with like the Tucker Carlsons of the world.
Oh, did you hear he
yeah, I
got
saw that.
fired?
Yeah,
Oh.
I'm not surprised. He's gonna
And in the
cost them
same,
almost
like
a
the
billion
day
dollars.
before, John Le Don Don I almost said John Lennon. Don Lemon got fired from CNN.
Not surprised at that either. Don Lemon's been on thin ice for years.
Ever since he stopped ever since he just like admitted he was gay and stopped taking shit, he's been on the radar.
Right.
It's funny, he did like a total 180 turn too. Just like one day he was just like, you know what, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna show my ass all the way.
And he did, and it caught him fired. Like, we were talking about how horrible
That
some of
Don
these
Lemon
women
I
are.
like. That Don Lemon I like, because he was just being true to himself.
Yeah, I know. I agree, but I mean, it's a problem with when you're a, when you're and I and this will be one of the last times I ever say to use this in this term in this way, but it's the problem with a lot of liberals, man. They think that everything should be okay, and how dare you speak out against it? You know, like when he said that women aren't as good of athletes as men comparatively, he almost got fired then. And it's like, but comparatively, it's true. You know, Serena Williams cannot beat a man in tennis who's even rated as low as 700. She can't beat him. So, what are we talking about here? You know, we can't say she's one of the greatest tennis players as a whole. She's the greatest female tennis player ever, which is an honor unto itself, but she's not the best ever. And it's like he got in trouble for that. And I'm like, you can't even speak truth anymore when it comes to certain subjects. So I wasn't surprised, but Tucker kind of caught me off guard a little bit. But then I realized there are two to three more lawsuits coming down the pike. And this last one, he cost them $787 million.
Seven, yeah.
And these another one, and the next one, this other company said they're not going to settle for a penny less than or less. They're not going to settle for less than at least a penny more than what Dominion got. So Tucker
Yeah.
Carlson might cost Fox News $3 to $5 billion when these lawsuits are all said and done. They had to
Just from
fire him.
sh because he lied so much. So
They
I hope he
all
never
lie,
find.
dude.
Yeah, they all lie, but all right, dude, I gotta go. We will see you next week. This is the Black Captain America signing off. Stay tuned for an episode of Second String, and then the show will be over until next week. So
Yay.
we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Hello, I'm Damon.
And I'm Evan.
And you gotta get up. You gotta really get up on that last little part. And we are second string. This is we're gonna talk about the season finale of The Mandalorian. Oh, damn it. I will let you start. What did you think?
Well, I will continue to say that I enjoyed this season, even if it did meander. It's nice that they answered my question about Gideon and the Force. I appreciated that. No spoilers. Won't say what the answer was, but they
No,
did answer.
we it's over.
I
We're
know.
spoiled. We're talking spoilers. I don't know
So,
about you. I'm talking spoilers.
but yeah, I'm just I'm glad that they I'm glad that they answered the question. Because it was always, in the back of my head, like, are they, what are we doing here?
So yeah, he wishes he had the Force. And
You
so
wish you
he's
did.
you wish you did. But he made a bunch of clones of himself, which tells me this is not the, even though he technically died, he, we're, I don't think he, those are all his clones. I bet you he has a
No.
clone stash somewhere, and they're going to
Yes.
go the Palpatine from the books. The minute he dies, his consciousness is streamed into another one. So I don't think we've seen the last of him.
Well, the only thing I could see, and this is just speculation on how the Star Wars universe works, but the only thing I could see keeping him from doing that is he is not innately force sensitive, so because that's what allows Palpatine to be able to do that. So it's possible
Right.
that his consciousness may have ended, but and how can you did, I think it will all come down to whether or not Giancarlo Esposito wants to come back. I think that they'll
Right.
somehow Gideon returned him if he wants to do it some more. If he's done with the character, then yeah, he's dead. And it's probably like Han Solo in Carbonite, like if he wants to come back, he can. If he doesn't want to, then we can just say he died in the Carbonite or whatever. One thing I appreciated, a detail that I had missed, is that Grogu's controls for the IG-11 mech were little round knobs.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
just noticed that?
I noticed in the last, because there was a really good like medium shot of the whole thing, and I was like, oh my God, he's got the little knobs. And I don't, okay, complaint I have. How the fuck does Mandalorian naming convention work? Because Bo-Katan is Bo-Katan's first name, and it comes first, right? Like Western names. But then apparently Din is the last name, like Asian
Yeah.
convention, because now he's
I don't
Din
know.
Grogu instead of just,
Yeah.
right?
Grogu Din.
So,
Yeah.
or instead of Grogu Jarin, he's Din Grogu. So I don't know. Maybe it's a different factions of Mandalorians have different naming conventions, I guess. I don't
Well,
know, but
yeah, maybe because he's adopted, I don't know. You
that could be.
know.
That could be.
Because
Anyway, that was
I
just.
was thinking the same thing too. It's like, oh, wouldn't he be Din? Wouldn't he be Grogu Djarin? But yeah, I was like, okay, whatever. I know they're gonna have a movie that ties up a lot of loose ends. That was kind of the reason we saw so much meandering, I think, because there's only an eight episode season, and we spent about four of them actually getting this arc together, and three kind of one-offs,
Now I've
or oh no,
heard.
oh, five. I'm sorry, three kind of one-offs and five. But it just got confirmed last week
Yeah.
that they're going to have a season four, which wasn't the case before the season started.
And they've
And
written them apparently
yeah,
from what I've
Favreau
heard.
said that it has already been written. It is already done.
So, well, it's gonna go back to Lone Wolf and Cub in space, is my guess. It's just gonna be Grogu and Jaren, I guess, running around the outer rim, blowing people up, would be my guess. There won't be as much. They'll probably focus more of the Mandalorian arc coming together in the movie, and
Right.
it'll just be a fun like, woo, cowboys in space, woo, which I'm all for. Sign me up. I'm watching it.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So I really enjoyed it. It was so much action. It was a lot of fun. How badass is the armorer? They're flying through battle, and everyone's got their guns and the dark sabers in full effect.
And
And
she's just got her hammer.
she's got a couple of hammers she's swinging. I was like,
Smacking bitches in the face.
and it's just like, God damn, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's super tough.
But yeah, completely forgot what I was going to say. I enjoyed it. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it
Well, I
very
won't leave it at
much.
that, but is that it? Is that all we've got for The Mandalorian?
I think so.
I mean, what else can we, what
We
else
like it,
can
we
we
like it, we like it, we like it. That's pretty much what we did
I
back and
do, and
forth.
I get sick of, I'm gonna say it again. It's like what, the fourth episode in a row I've said it. Fuck you, people who don't like it. Shut up.
I don't see what's not to like.
People, because people get fucking picky about, oh well, it, you know, I think I may have mentioned it. I heard somebody being mad because Ahsoka got to say heir to the Empire and not Luke. Well, okay, I'm sorry that that happened to you, but Mark Hamill is a septuagenarian, okay? He can't be, they're not going to pay for young Luke in every fucking episode because that's not cheap.
Yep.
So, you know, the chance to make the expanded universe when it was still canon into something, you know, contemporaneous with the characters you want to happen can't happen. So enjoy the fact that you're getting to see these things in any way, shape,
Yeah,
or form.
that's what's crazy to me. We have a Mandalorian show. We have like a ton. We have a I don't know. It's insane. It's like, did you ever think we would not just the Mandalorian show? We're in the third season of a Mandalorian
Yeah.
show, and it's good.
Yeah. And
It's just
well,
insane.
the thing is, these people, I think they have an idea of what Star Wars should be to them. And if it's not that thing, then it's wrong. And they
Star
can't
Wars
just
fans.
enjoy.
I'm
No one
sorry, I
hates
didn't mean to
Star
cut
Wars
you
like
off.
Star Wars fans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're the worst fans. When you have Obi-Wan getting on Twitter and going, "Hey, lay off of this actor. She's an actor." You know, it, just because it didn't, you know, I absolutely hate The Rise of Skywalker. I have nothing against anybody in the movie. Although I'd
No.
like to punch J.J. Abrams in the stomach, but other
Well,
than
yeah,
that,
but he's responsible for it.
he is 100% responsible for it turning out the way
Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar
it
Isaac, they're not, they were just doing what they were fucking told. And you can almost, I always come back to it, you can almost see how disappointed Oscar Isaac is. Not Poe Dameron, Oscar Isaac, when he has to say somehow Palpatine returned. You can almost feel like, dude, you're not acting, are you? You're just super disappointed.
And we already know Daisy Ridley did not like the way the movie turned out. Because you
Yeah.
know why I know? Because she fucking said so.
Yeah. I
So,
could have been better.
Star Wars fans, fucking get in line. Just stop with this shit. Fucking
Yeah.
assholes.
But it's, well, but it's okay that I'm talking about YouTube personalities. It's their job. Now, they might believe it, but they're saying the things that are getting them clicks, that are getting them up to the top of the algorithm, getting them in, you know, you should watch or whatever it's called now. So I understand why they're doing it, but at the same time, shut the fuck up and be entertained. You know,
Yeah.
oh, this is such dumb storytelling. Okay.
They
So
stop
don't watch
watching it. Yet they've seen every episode and they can tell you about it.
it because it's their job. And, you know, maybe secretly they're like, this is fucking awesome, but they have to go on YouTube and bitch about it and talk about
It's the
how woke
worst
it
ever. They're
is.
ruining the Star Wars.
This isn't the Star Wars that I imagined. No. Neither was the Star Wars you saw and liked. You did not imagine A New Hope. That's
No.
how George Lucas imagined it.
And then when they let him imagine everything without any intervention, we got the prequels, which admittedly make the sequels make the prequels look great.
Never thought I'd say that or agree, but what I agree 100%.
Well, and
I was like, wow, I didn't know how. I was like, wow, I didn't know. After watching The Rise of Skywalker, I was like, wow, I didn't realize how good I had
you know, the Phantom
it.
Menace wasn't that bad now that I think about it.
You know what? It could be a lot worse than what I'm watching.
But then there was a lot of heavy lifting by Filoni and later Favreau with all the other all the stuff telling the story, and let's not forget Gennady Tartakovsky with the Clone Wars, the Clone Wars shorts that he did.
Those are fucking awesome. I'll revisit those all the time. Well, not all the time, but I revisit them because they're that good.
Yeah. Well,
They're a lot of fun.
he is an excellent visual storyteller.
Yeah, I really,
So
really,
that,
really
you know,
enjoy
Samurai
those.
Jack. I don't know how much of Samurai Jack you've ever watched, but
Oh, yeah, I love it.
yeah, it's fucking amazing. So the first two episodes I ever saw were The Scotsman and Jump Good. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm all in on Samurai Jack. Thank you. But yeah, I saw a meme, and it was obviously taken at some kind of con, and it was an adult dressed as Boba Fett and a kid dressed as Boba Fett looking up towards the adult dressed as Boba Fett, and it was labeled "People who got beat up in the 1980s for playing D&D." And the kid was me in 2020. And it's not just D&D, but you know, I mean, Star Wars, Marvel, Dungeons and Dragons, all these things that we were, you know, othered for in the 80s.
I was trying to explain this to my daughter. There was a time I was, and it's funny because this is a conversation we had. What's today? When Tuesday? This was 2 days ago. We had this conversation, and I was like, she was talking to one of her friends, and she had mentioned how nerdy, you know, she was about certain things, and I had to tell her, I was like, there literally was a time where. Like, I'm a big Star Trek fan, big Star Wars fan. There's a time where it was not cool at all to just have these conversations with my peers, unless I knew for a fact they were into it as much as I was.
Unless
There
you
was
knew
a
it was
time
safe.
where you would never call yourself a nerd. Never. There
No.
was a time when those were fighting words.
Yeah.
It's just so bizarre that it's so the culture, the subculture is so embraced now because there was a time when it was not cool. It is,
Yeah.
you know, it was the vagina drying conversation to have in front of women if you're a guy.
Hey, I wish to point out I have had polyhedral dice get me laid. Okay, that's all I'm saying. That would
Not
not have
me.
happened in 1990. That was not happening.
Shit, not in 1988 or 87.
New.
I remember, you know him, a high school Brandon. He wore a Star Trek Federation pin. On
Just a
his
pin.
leather, just a
Just a
pin on his
pin.
leather
Not
jacket,
like a full costume
and
or anything.
no, just a pin on a leather jacket, and by fifth period, it was in his locker because the ribbing was too much for a fucking pin. There's no
No.
way you could get. It's just insane how the tables have turned.
We
The
won,
meek,
Jock. Fuck you.
well, we did and we didn't because now. Now it's gone the other direction with, you know, which, you know, these same nerds are the same ilk or, you know,
Yeah, they're now the
going
nerds
on
are the bullies.
Twitter. Yeah, now the nerds are the bullies. So we've come full circle.
That was bound
Wow.
to happen. We have limited time. Let's talk about because we can't do The Mandalorian anymore. Let's
No.
talk about some forced reviews.
Okay.
I think I have a movie for you, I think.
All right, let's hear it.
Legend of 1900.
Ooh. Legend
Tim
of
Roth.
19 Legend of 1900. I know the movie. I can see the movie poster, but I have not seen that movie.
All right, you are in for a treat. And
Where
if
can I find it?
I think it's available. I'm pretty sure at worst you can rent it on Amazon for like $3, I think.
Okay. All right.
It I don't
And
remember what reminded me of it, but because I saw it and I was like, this fucking movie is amazing. And then I had forgotten about it, and I heard it mentioned, and I was like, oh my God, that's right. That is an amazing fucking movie. He plays a pianist. That's all I'll tell you.
He plays a pianist. Okay.
Pianist.
I haven't thought about it. Oh, well, I have, but I haven't narrowed it down. Because I'm pretty sure you've seen... I was just talking... Well, you've seen Battle Royale. I'm sure of it.
No.
You've never seen it? Really?
I have not seen Battle Royale. The Japanese version, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the original.
Or Korean.
I mean, what? Is it Korean? Yeah. It's Japanese.
Okay.
Oh, well, then you're
no, I have not seen, I have not seen,
I mean, you've seen the Hunger Games. Yeah,
I haven't seen the Hunger Games either. I don't think it's my bag.
It's so funny. They're saying, you know, the writer of the book, she's like, oh, I didn't even know Battle Royale existed yet. It's bullshit. She didn't know.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. One fucking
nice try, Stephanie Myers. Oh, wait, no. That's fine.
All right. Well, then I will. The Legend of 1900, I will watch.
All right. And Battle Royale. Do you know where I can find Battle Royale off the top of your head?
No, I don't.
I can dig it up. That's not a problem. But
I might have it. I know I have it on Blu-ray and DVD. So I can look for a copy that you can borrow.
Okay.
But I'll see you this weekend. So
right.
I'll bring a copy.
Also, let's maybe start the Avatar Stranger Things fight somewhat soon in earnest, so we can transition right into that. Does that seem reasonable?
Oh yeah. I'll start.
Okay.
Let's go with
We'll do movies next week, but then that way that gives me a chance to start Stranger Things over the next 2 weeks, and gives you a chance to start Avatar over the next 2 weeks, and then we can go straight into it that way, and then we can sprinkle in movies when they come to mind, right?
All right, yeah, that'll work.
Sounds like a good plan. Right.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, you heard it here, folks. We're gonna next week. We'll talk about a Force review.
And I am going to start watching. I'm going to start watching the second season of Perry Mason.
Oh, so funny! In this same episode, Marcel said he's the same thing.
So he's going to start. All right, we won't talk about it. Fuck you.
No, we can. You know, he's just because he said it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I mean, it's going to happen. Well,
yeah, now that the Mandalorian's it just means over. It's on the docket, which means it could be now or a year from now.
Sometime in 2027, we'll talk about it. Because now that the Mandalorian's over, we don't have anything to watch on a weekly basis. And now I guess Perry Mason's over. The last episode already played. So I'll be watching it over the next few weeks. So I may have some insights on it.
Sounds like a plan. All right, cool. Folks. We'll see you next week.
Bye.